response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is coming up on 309, 89 degrees on this Wednesday. It's hump day, July 16th, 2025. Hopefully the traffic is out of our area, and then we're just dealing with normal rush hour stuff. But the vice president was in town. I was down in West Pittston from about 9:30 this morning till I got in the studio about 20 minutes before the show started here. It was going to be close, you know, with all the road closures and unknown how long he was going to speak and how many speakers there were going to be. But he spoke for about 20 minutes. He said they slotted him 12 minutes, but I don't know if that's entirely the case because Secret Service told me he was going to speak for about 20 minutes. And he spoke for just over that. Kelly Loeffler, Small Business Association Administrator, was there. She introduced him. Congressman Rob Bresnahan was there, although I did not see him. I did see his fiancee, Chelsea Strube, who was in the crowd there. Did see Jamie Walsh, who we have an interview with that we'll play for you later. Deborah Pugh and a bunch of other individuals. Chris Chermak, Lackawanna County Commissioner, I did see there. The District Attorney from Wyoming County, Joe Peters, was there. So, it was probably, when all said and done, about 120, 150 people that were there. And it was a tight space to pack into. They did have some chairs up front for some people who were on a guest list. And then they had a standing room behind that and then the press behind that. So, I'll get some videos up for you later. I did video both the small business administrator and her introduction and things that she had to say. And the vice president was there. And it was a good message, good day, and a lot of people enjoyed themselves. Now, there was some talk this morning I heard about protesters being there. I did not see any. There were none outside the venue that I saw, and I was out there the whole morning. They were supposed to let us in about 10:30. They didn't let us in until about 11:45. So it was outside. It was hot. I will give the advance team a lot of credit that they were bringing out cases of water regularly because it was hot. Everyone was in the sun, and it was pretty – my shirt was drenched just standing out there doing a couple of interviews that I did. So it was kudos to them for ferrying those cases of water out until everyone had a bottle of water. And then when they were done, they came back out with more cases and replenished that. So I've been drinking bottles of water. I think I sweat most of it out, but if we have to take a break here and there, we'll see what's going on. So we have a lot to bring you today. I did interview T.J. Fitzgerald of the NEPA Republicans was there. I did interview State Representative Jamie Walsh. Not only did he talk about this event, but he talked about what's going on in Harrisburg and the stalemate down there with the budget that's already weeks late. And I spoke to Dwayne McDevitt, who was the founder of Bikers for Trump, was there with his crew always. And got those interviews coming on to you on the line later. And again, we do have it's about a 5 or 6 minute introduction from Administrator Kelly Loeffler, the Small Business Association, Loeffler. And then the vice president himself, who spoke for just over 20 minutes. It was a very short and poignant speech, very good to the point of why he was here. You know, there's the Don's Mechanic Shop that was there over four decades in that office, started in his garage.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With one machine and built it up to 36 employees. I was able to speak to some of the employees. Some of the employees were fans of the show and do play the show in their shop. They are mostly a day shift because I asked how many shifts, what shifts do they work, how many shifts are there. They're mostly a day shift organization, but they do work a lot of overtime, especially when jobs come in. You know, when I was talking with my friend Sue Henry on the show before mine from 12 to 3, called in at the beginning of her show, they said that where a lot of manufacturers, major manufacturers, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, a bunch of these manufacturers that use use heavy equipment and need stuff machined to replace some of the things that break down for them, they used to keep surplus. They used to keep stock in things that used to wear or break. And they don't do that because of cost-cutting measures now. They kind of wait till it breaks. So when something breaks and their assembly lines go down at something like Procter & Gamble, well, they want their equipment yesterday. They want the piece that they need yesterday. So these companies do work a lot of overtime. They depend on their overtime. They make a good salary, but they depend on their overtime to just kind of push them up a little bit. And they were all stoked about the no tax on overtime. There were big signs and billboards outside, electric billboard outside of Don's machine shop that said, no tax on OT, no tax on tips. Thank you, Vice President J.D. Vance, President Trump. So these are the people that do the work day in and day out, and this is what means a lot to them. So it was good to get on the ground and talk to them. It's a fabulous machine shop. And again, from starting over 40 years ago, 1982, over 40 years ago in their garage with one machine. They had several laser jet machines and water jet machines there. Thankfully, their AC worked phenomenal when we were inside, but you pack 150 people in there, plus press, plus Secret Service, hot lights, equipment. You know, it was better than outside, I'll tell you that, but it started to warm up towards the end of that event. And we're going to play later in the show the remarks from Vice President J.D. Vance at this event. And it was, like I said, very well received. But it was, you know, the hometown crowd there to see them. And again, as far as protesters and such, I did not see any. There could be there. I'm not saying there weren't, but they weren't on that block. They weren't in the surrounding blocks when I drove away or drove there. Again, I got there pretty early before most people got there. But leaving, I was leaving with the main crowd that was leaving. Everybody was walking back to their car. There was a staging area for parking about a mile and a half away that they had a shuttle bus going back and forth from. But all in all, a good event. It was a hot event. It was a good event for this area. I mean, it's not a campaign season, and I heard this brought up on Sue Henry's show. It's not campaign season, but here we have a major national politician, our Vice President of our United States, coming to our backyard to talk about manufacturing here in Pennsylvania. Just yesterday, you had this AI and energy summit out in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talking about billions of dollars of investment here in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is on the cusp of leading this nation into the next level of American manufacturing, of American energy independence, of American know-how. And let's celebrate that. Let's grasp that. Political differences aside, there's nothing here to not like. People's jobs, people in our backyard, our friends, our neighbors, making things for things we all depend on. I mean, this machine shop, like I said, machines parts for Procter & Gamble all the time was one of the main, one of the big names that kept coming up. There were many more. But, you know, I think we all use Procter & Gamble products that they put out there, from our paper products to our toilet paper to everything else. So things that help the workers, that make sure those machines keep running, I think we can all celebrate that, and we should.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.